What's poppin'?
For blog radio, you're going to hear from our buddy Dodge, who runs the site My Old Kentucky Blog, and was a big deal in getting indie rock and great music in general throughout the Midwest, touring-wise. So if you're ever in the Midwest, you're passing through, you live there now, and you see, wow, that's like a really cool band playing here, part of that is because of Dodge. He really sort of used a machete and cleared out that path for bands to come through, and we appreciate him and all he's done for music in the Midwest, which is why he has a blog radio show. His site is called MyOldKentuckyBlog.com, and he hosts blog radio starting at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. I'm Julia Cunningham. Here's Regina Spector with Small Bills.
Red Hot Chili Peppers write a song about having sex with robots? Is that... station. Process this. dude in there very skeptically viewing batteries for vape rigs or something in there. Some kind of battery in the cigarette section. Are these the only batteries yet? Okay, I don't know. I don't know.
Record slaughter here again, a near record at 2.5.
Record slaughter!
The last 2 weeks, so lots of hogs moving through that pipeline here. By the way, February lean hogs at their close yesterday, over 55 and a half.
Record slaughter!
September the 13th. And looking at our wholesale trade, the beef cutout starting out the day sharply higher. This certainly helping the trade start out over a $2.70 advance in the choice, $1.72 higher for selects. Keep an eye on that now. We'll get an update in about 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, you'll have the latest for us.
We have the latest. We'll have the latest.
Thank you so much, Market Senator Mark Goffold. For their dedication to Texas agriculture, local communities, and their families, three.
The nearness of you.
Yeah, it's Camino and Rich as we talk about, once again, family members of the holiday.
quality loans cash is not for free. Well, follow my urban.
Samsung. Set it straight, you know what I'm saying? It ain't no half-stepping.
Word.
Word.
I'm ready. If you were stepping to me, didn't want to get some. But I'm the king, so yo, you know the outcome. I'm up a victory. They can't get with me. So pick a BCD, cause you're history. I'll be a better poet to get lyrical. For you to beat me, it's gonna take a miracle. Man, stepping to me, yo, that's a war move. So what you want, huh? Don't adore fooling.
First alert.
First alert.
New music from new artists who've got next.
Yeah.
Goosebumps.
Don Diablo's Showtime track of the week.
Yes, please tell me what Don Diablo's showcase track of the week is. I want to hear it. Don Diablo. It's a great fucking name. He's a great name.
Go, you know.
sadly are extinct nowadays.
The home of the original DJs. Sirius XM's Big 80s on 8.
It's one of the first albums I owned. I wonder if it's even on Apple Music.
One, two, three.
Old ass Weird Al. And I just wonder what the fuck that sounds like now. Weird Al and Van Halen, that's where I was at. I mean, Eat It, of course, like a, you know, obviously. I was 9 when this album came out. It was like this, 1984 by Van Halen, and then I got a copy of Van Halen 1, and then, Pac-Man Fever album. I've probably heard this song more than I've heard Beat It, now that I think about it.
Big dinner, have a light snack.
don't remember this song at all.
You can watch Barney Miller, and you can watch your MTV, and you can watch till your eyes fall out, so go ahead, that'll be okay with me. And you can watch. You can watch Johnny Carson, you can watch Bill Donahue, and you can use TV Guide to help you decide with a capitalized review. You can watch 60 Minutes, even Captain Kangaroo. But there's only one set, so whatever you watch, well, you know I gotta watch it too. Say, give it up, and give it up, television's taking its toll. That's enough, give me the remote control. I've been nice, I've been good, please don't do this to me. Turn it off, turn it off, I don't wanna have to see the Brady Bunch. Not the Brady Bunch. Oh, well, the Brady Bunch. Yeah, the Brady Bunch. It's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like a mama, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. There were four men living all together, yeah, but they were all alone. Until the one day, or one day, when the lady met the fellow. And they knew it was much more than a hunch. That the group, this group must somehow form a family. That's the way, that's the way, that's the way they all became the Brady Bunch.
It is pretty good how it transitions into just, like from a song about watching TV into, like, a specific show. It's not bad. It's real good. Maybe just see this song I remember. Much Comedy Bang Bang since Weird Al took over the music spot. I'm going to catch up on
that. That's right, Al. You lost. And let me tell you what you didn't win. A 20-volume set of the Encyclopedia International, a case of Colonel Wax, and a year's supply of Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat. But that's not all. You also made yourself look like a jerk in front of millions of people. And you brought shame and disgrace on your family name for generations to come. You don't get to come back tomorrow. You don't even get a lousy copy of our home game. You're a complete loser.
Sales. Are we not? watching you.
Darling, you gotta let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. But you gotta let me know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Should I stay or should I go?
Feel made the world a better place.
It dices. Look at that tomato. You could even cut a tin can with it. But you wouldn't want to.
Mr. Pompeo, I'm in trouble. The government says that
I'm evil. Oh, no. Now how am I going to make my old vinyl car top look like new?
Mr. Pompeo,
tell me, what am I supposed to do?
the thing, like, being, like, 9 when this album came out, I don't know that I'd heard some of these, the original versions of, like, this song, for example. Like, I almost certainly heard King of Suede before I heard King of Pain.
There's four twelve polyester, leather, wool, and tweed. Just a Visa or MasterCard is all you need. We got every color, we got every shade. We're located next door to Willie's Fun Arcade. We got every fabric that was ever made. But I'm known in this city as the King of Suede. We got the real regular and extra long. We got tailors to fix it if it comes up wrong. We got all kinds of sweatshirts you can take your pick. With the colors ripped out like in the Flash Dance flick.
Time to keep it popping. Yeah, got this juiced tropical passion fruit. I mean, the can is diamond plate printing on it, so you know it's fucking tough. Yeah. Get up a little more. The rest of the Extra Life stream, I think, is uploading right now. It might actually be finished uploading. So I just have to enter it into the system so that it will go through the video robot and publish out the other end. But part 5 should at least get up today, tonight. And then 6 and 7 will follow shortly after. And there are 7 pieces of that video. I wish that it would have been more like 4 6-hour chunks or something like that, but it didn't work out that way. So.
Try the Kaiser, they're on special tonight. If you want, you can have it.
first time I heard this song, I had probably never had rye or Kaiser. Rye bread is terrible. You're right. You've maybe never been more right in your life as you are right now. Rye bread is disgusting. I just want to live somewhere where Dutch Crunch is referred to as Tiger Bread. Maybe I just need to, like, fucking be the bomb I throw on that one and fucking just start calling it that. But get really indignant, like, oh, you still call it Dutch Crunch? Okay, well... Yes, and always order it in a Sagat-esque. So what kind of bread you want? Tiger! I'm like, what? Tiger! Just over and over again. The tunnel is the one piece of, is the one real piece of traffic today. This is,
So bring the kids along here.
for an album that was one of the, like, three or four first albums I ever owned, I sure as fuck don't remember that album very much. I feel like I moved away from Weird Al. The album had, Even Worse. The album that had Fat on it. I listened to that one quite a bit. As well. I guess a couple, I mean, you know, probably two or three Weird Al albums after this one. But that was the first one I got. I remember like half of it, if that. But, you know, that was also right around the time that MTV kind of became a thing. So, I Weird Al was a big part of MTV. I remember, it was his birthday every year, right? Or that was what they said it was, anyway, that Al TV would happen. Like, he would take over MTV for a full day. I wonder if we could find that shit anywhere. Like, with the music videos still in it, or even just the bumpers. And that's kind of what eventually led to, like, he eventually got his own, like, Pee-wee's Playhouse-esque kids show, didn't he? Show was awful. I believe it. I believe that show was awful. I don't know that I was watching a lot of Saturday morning programming around that time, but I feel like I theoretically should have been a person that was into the idea of a Weird Al TV show, but then maybe by that point I was kind of done with it. I'm not sure. I'm overdue to watch UHF again. That is a great goddamn movie. Cartoon Network ever release all the episodes of Cartoon Planet on anything? I have those albums. I have the Brack album. There's like two Space Ghost albums, right? Or am I just thinking of the Brack album and the Space Ghost album? I bought those. Yeah, I liked Cartoon Planet. You know, I didn't see a ton of it when it was on because it was on at a weird time. But I remember seeing it and thinking, like, man, this is really fucking crazy. And then Coast to Coast came out. I was never a huge Space Ghost Coast to Coast fan. Like, I was not really... Like, I like the idea of it, and the way it was produced, I find really fascinating. But, like, the show itself never really... Like, I just wanted the, like, goofball fucking interactions between those characters and the talk show format and the guests and stuff like that. I always felt, like, got in the way of it. Like, I don't really want to watch, like, a chopped up Willie Nelson interview. I just don't fucking care, you know? Like, that stuff's... Like, I feel like that goof is the part that gets played out a little bit over the run of that show. It's just like, oh, yeah, okay, you've got to... They found ways to fucking, like, twist it and all that sort of stuff over the run of that show, obviously. You know, I think they realized at some point, like, all right, this is not the thing. Unless we figure out weirder ways to do this, you know. So I like episodes like Baffler Meal with the original Aqua Teen Hunger Force, where it's just fucking nonsense start to finish. I have not seen the Aqua Teen finale. I heard that it was... Well, what is it? Like, the second-to-last episode is named, the last one. And then, like for fucking real. And then there's one after that one. Like, I watched that show when it first came on and was fucking in love with it for a long time. And then... Obviously, at some point, they just started making episodes whenever they felt like it. And I feel like after the first 15, 20 episodes, like, it just kind of lost its way. And then I forgot about it for years. Or kind of, you know, like, after the movie came out or whatever, I was like, all right, well, sure, I guess. Aqua Teen Hunger Force, sure, why not? But then... That fucking... It's season 8. Where it became like... Aqua Unit Patrol Force 1. You know, whatever the... Where they had the different theme song. And it's that fucking... It's the first episode of that season. Last Dance for Napkin Lad. Is the fucking... craziest, most fucking awesome shit. Like, as having not watched that show for a long time and having a pretty clear idea of it, and then just watching that to be like, oh, that's fucking so good. God damn. I will still go back and just watch that episode. Like, that is such a fucking perfect episode. But then, like, you know, they were trying to make Space Cataz happen and all this. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. Like, it just seemed all over the place. I guess that's kind of the cool part about it, is that felt like a time when, like, they were just fucking figuring it out and it hadn't necessarily made a ton of money. Like, Adult Swim, if nothing else, feels way more like a fucking sound business now. Obviously. I mean, you know, they're making games, they're doing all this other stuff. But, like, that era of C-Lab and Aqua Teen and that sort of stuff really just seemed like a bunch of people that had done the Space Ghost stuff and was like, okay, well, what else? What else you got? Like, this guy vaping. Oh, wish I could take a picture of this guy vaping. Ugh. Did I ever watch Super Jail? Yeah, I watched Super Jail. Super Jail is too much. It's too much! I gotta go. I'll see you later.